Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki Master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to read their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. Before we get to those callers, everyone, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you so much for listening in, whether it's on the computer, by phone. Perhaps you're listening to the almost 150 archived shows on all that are all archived on the Blog Talk Radio site. There are many, many to choose from there, or perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. You know, listeners, for 11 years, my clients have had life-changing, transformative sessions with me at Angel Healing House, and these changes were experienced because my clients were finally ready to allow themselves to co-create with God emotional and physical healing and allow me to be the conduit through which that happens. After their sessions, many of my clients have experienced such a cathartic change in their cellular makeup that they feel reborn, they feel re-energized and renewed to start to live a very different life from a much clearer, more empowered perspective, as they have greater respect for themselves, they have more forgiveness in their hearts, and they have greater love for themselves and others. One client who recently had a session with me exclaimed afterwards, "Wow, wow, I feel so different, as if the weight of the world has come off of me. I feel so much lighter. All the pain, all the heaviness, the hurt, and the sadness and regret is finally gone. I feel open, as if I had been trapped, and suddenly I am now free. I can see so much clearer, as colors are brighter and sharper. Wow, there is a whole new world out there just waiting for me, and now I'm free to experience it. Bless you, and thank you, Candy." And that comes from Maria, who is a registered nurse in New Jersey. You know, if you'd like some help in experiencing a whole new world for yourself and being reborn to open to stepping forward and engaging with life in the most extraordinary of ways to bring forth your creative passions and experience joy, peace, and love, you can call me, Claire Candy Hoff. You can learn calls for your sessions or to learn Reiki or Tarot. Experience your own enlightening and revealing intuitive counseling session or an angel reading. You can call Angel Healing House after the show on 831-277-3716. Again, that number for Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716. Or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com to schedule your own life-changing session. I see that we have several callers holding for on the line. The first one's going to be 720. Next we have 831. Next 904. And then the others will follow. If you're a regular listener, you know that I like to spend about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day, which is your guarantee in life from God. I recently had a caller on my radio program who asked for some angel advice. And then after the show, he called me at Angel Healing House to book an intuitive counseling and Reiki session with me. I explained to him that much of his depression and his low energy had to do with the fact that he hated his job. He continually stressed over finances, and his painful back problems were caused by his emotional state of putting his emphasis on his lack and scarcity in his life. In other words, he was putting all his energetic focus on what he did not have. Thus his back, the very foundation which supported his body, was shaky and showed signs of weakness. I went on to detail that in my sessions, we would first take a look at his life from a higher perspective to see exactly what he wrote into his contract of his life, the people and the events, to help challenge him and strengthen some aspects of himself in order for him to grow and expand spiritually. Now, once he could clearly see contributed to getting to this point of emotional and physical unwellness, We would then look at how he could be proactive with his life and what he could do differently to build up his energetic frequency, to be positive and optimistic and feel that overwhelming sense of abundance within. By being more positive, no matter what his financial situation would be, he would be able to easily draw more abundance to himself and greater and experience greater health and the fulfillment of his dreams. After listening to my explanation of my sessions, he then said, "This sounds wonderful. After all this is done, is it guaranteed to work forever?" You know, listeners, in all my 11 years as a healing practitioner, I had never, ever been asked this question, if it was guaranteed. I then replied, "There are no magic guarantees with mine or anyone else's healing work. And anybody tells you that there is a guarantee that this will work is off the mark, because it's not the partner that determines whether the person will heal or not. It is the client as they co-create with that higher source on whether they will heal or not. Like everything in life, my clients see results by accepting responsibility and accountability for their part that they played in their contribution along their journey of life, and their free will choices and decisions, both those that are honorable and dishonorable, that they made will determine how they got to this particular current state in the nanosecond of the now where they find themselves." I went on to explain that with 11 years of experience, I assured him that if he did not change his energies within and he went on living the same life as he kept praying for and expecting a different outcome, that he would remain exactly where he was, spinning his wheels in pain and depression. In order for change to happen, something has to change, and to change our realities, we must change from within. This concept of a guarantee then caught the attention of the posse of angels, and they were interested in speaking about this word with many of the 537 members included in my angelic family. Never having experienced a human incarnation before, they are quite intrigued by humans and what they do and what they say. On this point, the posse of angels said, "Why do people say that they will give a year's guarantee on something when the angels can clearly see from their perspective that the product was manufactured to break down shortly past the one-year mark, costing more to repair than to replace?" They are pointing to Thomas Kolbe's centennial bulb, which has been on almost constantly since 1901, without any problems in its functioning. And they are also reminding us about the reliability of Henry Ford's Model T Ford, which was built in the 1800s, and still it is running fine with nothing breaking down on it. When we look at the dictionary definition of the word guarantee, it most often means a promise in writing that something is of specified quality, or that it will perform satisfactorily for a given length of time. And so many guarantees are not even worth the paper they are written on. For instance, one time I got a lifetime guarantee for a gym membership. This is what I paid for. And then they went bankrupt, and I never saw my money or could work out at their closed facilities. The posse of angels is saying that when it comes to a human life, there are so many unknown variables and lots of surprises along the way, even though we have free will and free choice. This is so often the case, as we are not the only ones on the planet, and there are so many interactions to take into consideration. Seeing things from an angel's perspective, the posse of angels marvel at how anything really goes as planned by our limited earthly view, as there are so many variables given that we are human and so changeable, and that there are almost no guarantees, except for the rules that we were given to us by God before we incarnated. Now, many of you might be saying to yourself, rules? What rules? I don't remember receiving any rules. And while we are not born with this set of rules tied around our big toes as babies when we come into this world, they still apply to all of us in human form. Before we incarnated into human form, each of us wrote the contract for us. And it was at this point that the Etheric Council, the Great White Brotherhood, with so much sage wisdom, spiritual advice, they would have filled us in on a set of rules that we are guaranteed would happen when we arrived in the physical fields of matter as human beings. These rules were entitled the Rules for Being Human, and along with birth and crossing back over to spirit at the end of our human incarnation, these are guaranteed because of our free will. And although we may not consciously remember these guarantees, our unconscious knows that the rules for being human state the following. Firstly, you will receive a body. It's yours. It's yours for the duration. And you may love it. You may love your body, or you may absolutely hate it. But it will be yours for the entire period this time around. Number two, you will learn lessons. You're enrolled in a full-time informal school called Life. Each day in this school, you'll have the opportunity to learn lessons. And it doesn't matter if you may like the lesson or you may think it's irrelevant, you may think the lesson is stupid, but this matters not because all life has lessons. Number three, there are no mistakes. There are only lessons. You know, there's a process of trial and error, experimentation. The so-called failed experiments or failed lessons are as much a part of the process as the experiment that it ultimately works. But have no fear. If you do not get the lesson the first time or the thousandth time around, for number four, a lesson is repeated until it's learned. A lesson will be presented to you in so many different and wildly various forms until you've learned it. When you've learned a lesson, guess what? You get to go on to the next lesson. Number five in the rules of being human is that learning lessons does not end. Actually, there's no part of life that does not contain its lessons. Doesn't matter if you're a guru or you're a Sikh or whatever you want to call yourself. If you're alive and you're in human form, there are lessons to be learned. Number six, there, as in what is over there, is no better than what is here and present. When your there, over there, has become your here, you will simply obtain another there that will again look better than here, because that is human nature. It is in our nature to keep questing and to turn our attention away from the present moment and to look elsewhere for our next conquest. Number seven, others are merely mirrors of you. You cannot love or hate something about another person, or you can't be judgmental about another person unless it reflects something that you love or hate or have unresolved inside of yourself. Now, I'm going to read that again. You cannot look or be judgmental about something in another person unless it reflects something that's unresolved, that's something you have to look at or that you love or hate about yourself. Number eight, what you make of your life is up to you. Each one of us has all the tools and resources that we need. What you do with them is up to you because of your free will. The choice is up to you. And number nine, all answers do not lie in seeking externally. All answers lie within yourself. The answers to life's questions actually lie inside of you. All you need to do is to be still, look, listen, and trust. Number 10 on the rules for being human that are guaranteed for us through this human incarnation is that you will forget all these rules because until we wake up to our divine eternal natures, most of us will be veiled and we will forget our ancient wisdom. But then there is number 11. You can awaken and you can reconnect to your divine eternal nature and you can remember these rules whenever you desire, because each of us have this extraordinary eternal nature and we can wake up whenever we desire. The Posse of Angels wishes to remind all of us that along with these rules for being human, there are a few more guarantees that if we really focus our attention on them, then our lives will flow with much, much greater joy, peace, harmony, and ease. And before the Posse of Angels and myself get to share those other guarantees from God, let's go to our phone line and take some of those calls for that angel advice or to discuss the topic of today. Let's go to 720. And by the way, everyone, if you want to call in for that free angel guidance with myself and the Posse of Angels, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. 720, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. This is Ibitar. How are you today?
Hello, lovely Ibitar. I am very well. How are you, my dear?
Oh, I'm well as well.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Today.
Very good. Are you resonating with today's topic about the rules for being human?
Yes, and we do forget, and we remember, and I'm in the process of remembering.
Yeah. Well, that's a great word. That's a great word to use when it comes to experiencing a human life, because it is all a process.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and,
it is.
And because it's a process, it you can't go abracadabra and learn everything like, you know, you would read a manual. Like a workshop manual and go, oh, I have it all now. But it has to be experienced, and because the rules for being human, they talk about the lessons, and the lessons would be presented over and over and over again. And just because you've learned a lesson does not mean that it won't be presented to you in some way again to just remind you of the importance of that lesson.
Okay, I never thought about that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, myself and so many other people are, and a lot of this has to do with Mercury retrograde, which should be finishing soon, so hold on, everyone. but going back and revisiting family to make sure that, that we have resolved and we are not triggered or react. And a lot of people that are going back and visiting family, they see how far they've come, whereas before some things that their biological family, which a lot of times we choose to be in direct contrast, to teach us lessons in tolerance, patience, forgiveness, and acceptance, which are really a lot of the times very hard rules, hard things to learn, you know, going back and where we might have been triggered and reacted before, now we're able to let things just wash over us, hold our state of grace and not become involved in the drama or the irritation and the, and you know, the everybody else's reactive behavior. And that's been very telling for many people.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So do you have a question?
What the angels have to say, what kind of message they have for me today. I don't have a particular question.
Okay, let's look in your life. So how are things, while I'm shuffling the cards, I'll just ask you, how are things family life or family-wise with you?
Well, you know, that was interesting that you said that because I have not been one that's been around my family a lot growing up because I moved to California when I was very young, and I spent most of my adult life in California. Once I left my hometown, I never did move back there, but I went on vacation earlier this year to visit family, and my niece and her husband, they bought a new home out near the airport, and I just fell in love with that area, and I never thought I'd be saying that I would move back there, but I was telling my niece, I said, you know, I'm really seriously thinking about getting a second home, like a summer home there in that area. And I was able to, you know, be around some of the family members, and we really nurtured each other. It was a very nurturing, very loving, very energizing experience.
You know what's really amazing is those of us that are living a conscious life of awareness, or, you know, whether you want to call it being enlightened or awakened, or whatever, you know, living in love and light and non-judgment and those kind of things, what we don't realize, and while it may not appear on the surface that, many of our families or friends or whatever have shifted, they are going through the exact, we are no more superior or better or whatever. It's just a choice. And they are going through the shift as well.
That's right.
They are doing the work, albeit being slow or fast or you know, at an in-depth or just like a little water bug skimming over the topic. Each one of us is affected by the ascension energies on this planet of awakening to consciousness, and it's softening. It's softening everyone, regardless if they are conscious of it or not. So just, you know, take that into consideration when you do reconnect with family, and you see them in a slightly different light, I guess. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely avatar today. The first one is interesting. We're talking about our relationships to our families, but more importantly, our relationships to ourselves. And you've got the Ace of Cups. This is a new beginning around relationships. And
yes.
It's interesting. It's interesting. I had somebody in the chat room last week, although there was a little bit of gremlins in the Blog Talk system, and I couldn't access the chat room. Somebody said that, I'm not getting to too many of the listeners. And yet somebody else made the comment of that in each, because we are all connected, each caller holds a gem, a nugget of channeled information that helps everybody. It's not just directed for you. So if the Ace of Cups comes up for Ivatar, it's everybody else who is listening to this radio program today and can benefit. Where we're going once the solar eclipse happens this week, and which will shine a light on brightening our relationships, but brightening our relationships with ourselves so we can have a new emotional, positive, optimistic experience, much brighter. And with your family, with yourself, and so there's a new beginning around that. And also, because so many of us have put to rest and can now be in a state of grace, and acceptance and tolerance and forgiveness with our biological families, we are bringing to ourselves our like-minded family, people that are not our biological family, but that opportunities and connections that we're going to be brought in from our like-minded family to come into our lives now. Oh, and the next one is the Emperor. And the Emperor card is always about standing in your truth. I call it the Who's the Boss card. Suddenly we're the boss of ourselves, not allowing ourselves to be drained or disempowered by drama or what other people are going through, because we hold our state of grace. We hold that reassurance inside, and that we don't allow ourselves to be drained by others. Therefore, we become that stability. We become in charge of our energies, and then we're able to focus them out to the world. And people then perceive us differently. I've seen this in my own family, you know, sort of, and, you know, seeing me in a different light. So that's the Ace of Cups, the Emperor, and the next one, perfect avatar, you go girl. The next one is the Queen of Swords. And this card is being the authority of your life. You know exactly what to do. You've learned from all of your lessons. You've benefited from all of your experience, and instead of railing against your past and blaming it or being a victim or fault-finding, you see it as lessons, and you're now on the precipice. It's now a time to take all of that and step forward into the world and to shine that out to the world. So very, very powerful cards, Ivatar. I can't wait to hear how this is going to unfold for you. So I hope that's been helpful.
Thank you. Yes, it has been very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Sending you lots of love.
Sending you lots of love, too, and I appreciate you, Candy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Avatar. And those cards, you know, I've said this before in my program, just because they come out for someone else, everybody that is connected to the radio program today, it's like we're forming a family. And if you've called in to listen, whether that's in a chat room or whether that's a caller online or whether you're just a listener, you're all able to garner something from the messages that come through. And it's not random and it's not happen chance or coincidence that you're tuning in today. Let's go to our next caller, 831. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. Where are you calling from?
My name is Tina from California.
You're from California. And do you resonate with the topic we've been talking about learning lessons?
Yes, I do.
And how
very
is that
much
showing up
so, actually.
In your life? Yeah, how has that shown up in your life?
It's shown up in many ways as my consciousness has expanded and as I've been open to seeking joy and happiness and fulfillment and really looking at what the story has been in my life and in my family's life from generation to generation so I can go in and heal stuff. But I was wondering if the beautiful angels have a message for me today in any area that they feel would benefit me.
Okay. Now, any one particular area stand out for you?
Love life.
Love life, okay. While I'm shuffling the cards, the first thing the Posse of Angels are saying that you are such a beautiful, soft energy, Tina. And I would not be surprised that in your past that you have given so much of yourself that you have felt either used or not really taken advantage of, but you've given of yourself so much that that it hasn't been balanced with filling up your beautiful vessel of who you are. And they're saying to make sure that you balance you know, giving to others, but they're giving me some words that are important for you to take note of. The word is receiving, be receptive, be yielding, soft. All of those words are really important because it's very important to give in life, but it's just as important to be able to be open to receive. They're actually directing me away at the moment from the tarot cards, and they want me to pull a goddess card for you. I hardly ever use these cards. I have to go into my cupboard and seek them out. Have you experienced that in the past where you've given too much?
Yeah, I have.
I have, exactly,
word for word.
Okay. Well, thank you for the confirmation. They want you to step up, and they want you, okay, this is not a nice word, but they don't want you to be a ball breaker. They want you to be they want you to be empowered. They want you to be assertive. You know, they want you to be like a goddess in all your radiance. A goddess doesn't, is not like a shrinking violet. A goddess is empowered and assured and knows her self-worth. Thank you, Posse of Angels. That's the word that they use. They know, you know your self-worth. You love yourself. It's not selfish and it's not arrogant. You love who you are and you allow that to radiate and shine forth. And by loving yourself in every way, shape, or form and connecting to the divine within yourself, then you don't have to seek for love on the outside. Because what naturally happens is you become that radiance, like a beacon of a light, like you're a lighthouse, and you like a moth to a flame, and you draw that same energy to yourself. So let's go to the goddess cards and have a look. What's coming out? Okay. Goddess cards for Tina. First card is called Irene, E-R-I-E-E-N. And this is the card of peace. Please don't seek love outside of yourself. There's no need to worry. Everything is working out beautifully for you in love. They're showing me a mirror and they're saying, turn the mirror back on yourself. They want you, with these words, receiving, receptive, yielding, and soft. They want you to nurture and nourish yourself. Do things that fill you with joy and happiness and playfulness and fun. The next card that comes out for you is the Mother Earth card. And this is about connecting to the elements. What sign are you, Tina?
Pisces.
Okay, Pisces. And how often do you spend time around water?
I love water. I will be spending time every day coming up here in the next couple of weeks because
okay.
I feel it calling to me, so I've made the arrangements.
Okay, that's why. And they want you to do a ritual. Okay. Before I drew my twin flame to myself 11 years ago, and I write about it and I speak about it, 6 months before I met Pete at a party, my husband Pete, I wrote down a decree. And the decree was, thank you. Thank you for my twin flame relationship because I was tired with playing the soulmate game. And I didn't want to learn the lessons of love and hardship anymore. And I said, I want to show you that I will be the reflection of this empowered, divine love inside of me. And I don't have to get love from anyone else. It's nice to have a best friend, you know, a buddy, a love partner to go through life with. But I am complete and whole who I am, just knowing me. And then when I wrote out this decree to God, which I teach people, then I went down to the water And because I'm an air sign Libra, I like to be near water, not in it, because my wings get wet. I like to be near water. And I sent out what I wrote on that piece of paper, the characteristics of my twin flame, and thanking God for my twin flame. And every morning and every night, I went down to the water, and I ritualistically sent that out across the waters. They want you to do the same thing. And when you write this down, Tina, when you write this down, they want you to sleep with it under your pillow. So you can dream about this beautiful union. It's the masculine version of you, and he's the female version. It's the masculine, and you're the female version of him. It's like one.
Oh, I love completion, that.
One completion, because when you were in spirit form, everyone was together with their twin flame. And it was the perfect ovid. It's like a circle and the perfect balance of both masculine and feminine energies. And when you come to Earth, you choose which gender you want to be the most dominant. And you're always longing to get back to that completion. And the twin flame energy, there's only one of it in any space, time, and dimension that is that completion. So that is why it's so important. That's why this Mother Earth card came up for you. Really, really important. Can't stress that enough.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm giggling because you know what the next card is? It's a goddess called Sulis, S-U-L-I-S, and I'm not kidding. The top says bodies of water, and the message on the card is spend time near water, such as a lake, a river, or the ocean, to recharge your batteries.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Now, I shuffle these cards. I don't pre-pick them, and I don't, you know, pick them to suit a reading. I love it. I love it. All you need to do is to surrender. Oh, another thing that the posse of angels are tapping me on the shoulder saying, don't forget to tell her. You have to, but it would be really beneficial for you to say, he's already mine. I already have him. All I need to do is to reconnect and open to receive this beautiful love. Stop searching. Stop looking for him out there. He's yours already in the etheric. They're pointing to him.
Sorry, I'm moving away from the window. I really needed to hear that.
There was a car that was so loud. Oh, that's okay. He's already yours. They're pointing to him. He's a real cutie face. Yeah, and he's looking lovingly at you, and he's saying, "Nope, there's no competition for me. Nobody can steal me from you, as we are one. Your energies haven't been open and receptive to receiving him on the earth plane. I'd love for you to have a session with me because this is what I help people to remember, and so that they can be clear enough, because you have to be clear enough to receive this kind of divine love. People want a divine love, but they're not willing to clear and cleanse the unresolved issues inside in order to have that direct reflection and to draw that to themselves. So I hope this has been helpful for you, Tina.
It has been extremely. I just wanted to make sure I understood because a car went by was missing a little bit. When they say that he's already here, does that mean that he's in my life already? I just haven't been able to receive due to maybe not healing and understanding what was going on in my subconscious, and I'm beginning to now, and that way I can reflect the healing that's taking place, because I feel like I was really out. I don't really feel like I was here, even though I feel like I was existing, but I was blinded by so much pain in my life in so many areas. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how much I pulled out of life.
Yeah, and that's why they want you. That's why they're suggesting that it would be monumental for you to have this clearing in order to be squeaky clean. And they're saying no. You don't know him yet, because you know, like magnets attracting each other, he hasn't been able to come into your field as yet, because there are some of those unresolved things that need to be addressed. So I hope that, again, I hope that's really been helpful for you. And I'd love you to be squeaky clean inside, so that you could draw this wonderful energy to yourself. But to help you is to nurture and nourish. Write that decree and open up to receive. And I would love to know where your journey takes you. So you can always send an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Take care of yourself and happy journeys.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller, 904. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello, this is Sarah from Florida.
Hi, I'm sorry, I missed the first name. What was your name?
Sarah.
Sarah from Florida. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was on the call last week. I was on the line. I didn't get a chance to say. But anyway, I hope you had a great birthday.
Oh, aren't you a sweetheart? Thank you very much. Yes, it was a glorious day. I had so many people email me and text me, and I felt like the luckiest girl in the world. Oh, my gosh. I love my birthday.
Uh-oh.
Actually, my husband keeps reminding me that it's my birthday month.
Right.
Keeps on going.
Right.
So have you resonated with the topic today about those rules for being human and perhaps revisited family in the last, you know, month or so?
Uh-huh. And here I am passing by a noisy lawnmower cutting down some heavy-duty stuff. I was hoping in a quieter area, and he's out here mowing. But anyway, I think what she was talking about with one of the callers that you had, or one of your clients, about lack and pains and stuff like that. Although I don't have the pains or anything, but him being unhappy with his job, you know, was causing him stress in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know, mine more so, you know, is about the lack and what I don't have.
Exactly. And you know what? It's a practice. It's a practice about putting your focus on your blessings instead of on things that we don't have. And we are brought up in a society that shows us that more is better, and that, you know, just as if we get one thing, your mind, you know, and your eyes certainly goes to something bigger and brighter. And that's not where the fulfillment lies. It lies in who you are, and it lies in the nourishing and the nurturing of our gifts and talents. Did you have a question today, Sarah?
You know, not really. I enjoyed listening to you last week. Can't say right now what you were talking about, but I always enjoy your show. It's always uplifting and encouraging.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Thank you so much. I do really appreciate that. That you say it's uplifting and always bright. Thank you so much. All right, so let's go and take some of the cards for you. This card is the Six of Swords, and it says it's the light at the end of the tunnel. Breathe a sigh of relief and make new plans. You might be traveling.
Well, I know I have a December trip planned. You know, I got to come up with monies and a way to get, it's a 4-hour drive, 3.5-hour drive. But
right.
I know something will work out for me before then.
Well, this card is saying that put your faith and your hope and your trust
is that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And you can breathe a sigh of relief because things are going to be opening up for you. There might be new people coming into your life, new partnerships, new people, kindred spirits that you're going to meet along this new journey of yours. And the next one is that there's a lot of new connections coming in, and a lot more fun times coming in for you.
Okay. And I'm learning to release. You know, sometimes you have people that are energy pullers, and, you know, I've released two people, you know, that I haven't talked to in months, you know,
yeah.
And it's been so refreshing.
Yes, exactly. So it's like if we need to resolve issues with people from our past, you know, then we will draw them back to ourselves. They'll circle about and come back in our lives at some stage so that we can just see them as divine, eternal spirits that we contracted to bring back into our life to teach ourselves another lesson or to reinforce a lesson. And then we just bless them, and then we just go along our merry way.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I hope that's been helpful for you, Sarah. Thank you so much for the birthday wishes.
All right. And you said you were going to have a drawing this week, too.
Oh, that was last week.
Oh, that was last week?
That was last week. And
well, there were like four or five of us that didn't get on the call.
Yeah, I know. And all those numbers went into the hat. And a lady was drawn from Maryland last week that won the session.
Oh, okay.
But I'll be doing, people love that so much, and that I said maybe for Christmas I'll be doing another one on the radio program.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well,
thank you, Candy.
Okay. Lots of love. Look after yourself.
All right.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We still have some time to take some more of your calls. You can call the show on 646-716-6794 for that angel advice. Now, before your phone calls, the Posse of Angels and I were sharing insights on the wonderful guarantees that each of us is given when we choose to incarnate in human form. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that nobody is forced to experience a human life, as to do so is often very challenging. You know, most lives are fraught with so many uncertainties as our divine origins are veiled from us. In this way, we can really learn our lessons. You know, it's kind of like a double-blind study in many ways, not even knowing that we are being spiritually tested. Besides the rules for being human, God gives us all some guarantees that we all can consistently count on in our lives. Now, firstly, we can all count on that we are loved, not just some of the time, but in every second of our human life, before we were born and will be after we cross back over into spirit for all eternity. This love is not dependent on what we own, who we are, how well connected we are, where we live, what we wear, or how much money we have. It is irrefutable, undeniable, and no matter what we do, our or not do, this love of God never stops for us. It just is continual. And you know what? Even if one does not believe in God, God will never stop loving you. How extraordinary is that? Now, secondly, each of us has a foolproof, unwavering guarantee that the angels will provide protection, guidance, support, encouragement, comfort, strength, peace, and love to help us on our human journey. The angels have no other task but to look after us, and how glorious is that? And while they cannot interfere with our free will, they whisper their advice and suggestions on a breeze. They send us angel feathers. They send us signs and give us gentle nudges and reminders through our intuition how we can benefit our lives. and help our lives flow with the greatest good and also with grace and ease. Now, as we are always perpetually armed with the rules of being human, the never-ending love of God, and the constant guidance and protection of the angels, you know, listeners, each and every one of us are truly blessed indeed to have just the right amount of guarantees for us to feel secure in the knowing that we have all have exactly what we need to journey well and to journey successfully through life. And, you know, I've written and channeled information before on how to have a successful life. And I was speaking to a client the other day, and I said, when we cross over, the posse of angels do not look at our bank account. They don't look at what car we drove. They don't look at what suburb or city we lived in. They don't look at what jewelry we had. A successful life is a life in which we believe in ourself, in that higher source, and a life in which we have the faith and the trust and the hope within to keep trying. And that's what a successful life is. And that brings us to the end of the program. I'd like to thank everybody, all of my callers, and thank you for allowing me to spend extra time with each caller. In this way, the channeled messages come through and everyone can garner information from the channeled messages that come through for each one of the callers. Thank you so much for tuning in. And reminder that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, if you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, which is filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the posse of angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. To purchase a copy of my channeled inspirational book, Angels of Faith, that can reconnect us to our divine eternal nature, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please do go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. You know, if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling, Reiki healing session, perhaps you'd like to learn tarot, or perhaps you'd like to learn Reiki, this can be done locally in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally over Skype. You can call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716 or again email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to each and every one of you beautiful listeners and callers, until next week, allow your radiant light to shine forth. Go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love, and of course, as always, angel blessings. And I look so forward to connecting with you again next week. Take care. Bye.